And we are outside the Cahum studio right now, and we are joined by a bunch of people in spandex and like $20,000 worth of bicycles. So let's start with you. What's your name?
My name's Mark.
Yeah?
Bradford, and I'm from Yorkshire in England.
Yorkshire in England. Mark. All right. And you're...
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm the captain. This is my great team, the Pacific Peddlers, around me. Christine, Amanda.
Hi. Hi, I'm Christine Downing.
Yeah.
And also Yorkshire, England.
And lastly?
Amanda Finney, and I'm from Harrogate in Yorkshire.
Tell us one thing about your team captain that he would certainly not want on the radio.
He trumps a lot.
He what? He falls? Do you fall a lot? Oh, farts a lot. Okay.
We call it Trump to be polite. Trump to be polite, yeah.
And we've got Bob Ornelas. Hey, Bob, what brings you here? Just you like biking?
Well, you know, I wasted half the day yesterday working, and late in the afternoon I went and rode towards Trinidad, and I was overlooking the Clam Beach overlook stop, and these people come up and you know, you just get attracted by the accents first and foremost. And I happened to be talking to another long distance bike rider who was rode from Iowa to Vancouver and was going down to visit his daughter. And we all just started talking, and the more I talked about what they were gonna see and what was up in the next 10-15 miles, I just went, we have to ride together.
Yeah, I'll just go.
Yeah. And then I said, you can't stop at the KOA. You have to, we'll find you another place to camp. So I said, would you guys fancy a pub, a local microbrew? And they said, oh, certainly. And so we stopped at Redwood Curtain. and I made them try the entire 14 varieties of beer. And then they settled into the ones that they individually particularly liked. And then it started getting late. And I said, okay, let's get you to the campground because I got to get my butt back and put away my turkeys. And it's just been great. And I said to Susan, I said, I'm tempted to ride with them tomorrow all day. And she goes, as far as you go, I'll come pick you up.
Nice.
But I'm going to go as far as Scotia and then turn around and fight the wind back. And they'll have the wind at their back.
Oh. And you guys know he's like the former mayor of that town, right? Did he mention that?
Well, we all realize that.
Is. But, very well connected.
He's pretty cool and the brewery is okay.
Pretty cool.
We invite him for breakfast, but he gave that one a miss.
So the Pacific Peddlers, you're going border to border, Canada to Mexico. Any particular reason other than you really like biking?
No, just because we can, basically.
We're also doing it for two charities. One is the English version of Your Wounded Warrior, which we call Help for Heroes, and the other charity is an Alzheimer's dementia charity. Okay. Oh, so that's also a side benefit to the trip.
Now, for people listening, you guys are going to be very hard to miss because we've got some British flag jerseys going.
We have four, but they haven't got them on today.
Okay.
We're in trouble.
They're incorrectly dressed today.
Well, it's a beautiful part of the country to ride around, and you have really, really nice bikes. What is the best thing you've seen so far between here and Canada?
Just the roads are superb, smooth, gentle hills, and obviously the countryside is just second to none. It's absolutely fantastic. And the people themselves have all been tremendously welcoming and very generous to us.
You guys are doing about 95 miles per day. Is that how do you come up with that number? Like, you have a deadline to get to Mexico, or...?
No, we think it up as we go along, basically, see how we all feel. And my buddy here fell off the other day, broke two ribs and a collarbone, but we gave him 4 hours off and we got back on the following morning and he did 92.
Truly.
And I'm not joking.
Yeah, no, he really actually has broken ribs.
What I would like to mention is we have our three backup team. We're all living in a big C30 RV, all seven of us, very close, real friendly, and they're somewhere down the road. But they're the biggest part of our team as well as ourselves.
Yes.
And we're thoroughly enjoying every minute.
Who is the newest to cycling? As a relative new cyclist, I'm learning all the little nuances of it. No, no, Bob, not you. who on the team would self-identify as the rookie?
No, we're all about 2 years, as I said, on and off. We've got a bit more serious this year because we've had the Tour de France coming to our home county and our hometown, so that's been a fantastic motivator for us all to get on our bikes and cycle more.
Your bike, you've got a Trek Madone 5.9. It's my understanding that these are like $45,000 to $55,000. I'm kidding. I'm exaggerating. It's an American thing. These are nice bikes. How many miles have you put on it, like in its lifetime?
Well, I've had this particular bike about a year, and I've probably put up 3,000 or 4,000 miles.
Wow. Has anybody had any insights about like endurance cycling? Is there anything that makes it profoundly different from just going out and doing, 130 kilometers or whatever? Oh, seats, Bob?
Buns.
Your buns become an issue.
Yes.
Yeah, proper bun care is proper. You must appreciate that you're sitting all day, and so the effects accumulate day upon day.
So where do you plan to get today? What's your goal by the end of today?
We're hoping to do around 100 miles again today, so I think we've got a rough destination.
We want to hit 1,000 miles.
Yeah, we hit 900 today, so we'd like to maybe get to 1,000 if we can. So let's see, maybe Myers Flat region.
Oh, okay.
Possibly.
Myers Flat,
a little bit further, maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised if they make it to Redway or Garberville.
Yeah.
I won't be with them, otherwise I would force them to be on.
Depends how many breweries we visit.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay, so let's do this. Since you will be on the highways of Humboldt County for the next day, if not two, is there a way that people can say, hey, good job, without like scaring you off your bike? Like, I know that the horn is not necessarily the best way to say hello to bicyclists.
We have a card, Pacific Peddlers. You can follow us on Facebook, and we get the loggers to give us a honk on their horns if anyone else would like to, and it's friendly, we'll accept that, or a wave would be nice.
Okay.
Or stick your dog out the window and...
And it's Positive Peddlers with two L's. Otherwise, you get connected with several people in the HIV and AIDS community, which I'm also part of.
So it's gotcha.
Pacific Peddlers on Facebook, and you'll find us, and you can contribute and read all our poems that we put on every day.
Okay, awesome. Well, you guys have a great ride, and good luck. And I wish I were doing what you were doing. You're living it right.
You can join us if you like.
I want. You think I want to be doing this right now? No, I'd rather be on a bike. That'd be a lot better.
And, day job.
And, there would be this big empty space without you, Mike.
Oh, that's.
But thank you so much for allowing us to intrude.
Oh, likewise. Could I, on behalf of the team, thank Bob
for
guiding us yesterday to the brewery and also to the campsite and joining us today. I hope he's enjoyed it. We'll think of you, and I'll write another poem tonight, no doubt. And I think he'll
be great guide.
As ambassadors go, you hit the ambassador jackpot. This is the guy you want to bump into for sure. All right. Well, this is K-Hum Radio, and again, look for the Union Jack jerseys on the highway. And you guys be safe. Don't fall.
Thank you.
All right.
We're taking the back road to Real Deal next.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Cool. This is K-Hum Radio without the rules. Let's do something different now.